This community has really been affected since on day six on Monday on May 2019. We are in Korok East, which has been affected mostly. At the moment, they really need that this community needs is a plastic sheet. This is what they actually needed now. This community don't have any financial assistance. They don't have anything that will buy the houses that which has been burned down. So we need the, and we also appreciate all the non-profit organization which are supporting this community. And we are very committed as RRC in Lolo State and the government under Rizik Zakaria Hassan. We are very committed to provide any assistance to this community, and we are with them.
Can we know exactly the number of people who have died and the number of people who have been injured from this disaster that had happened?
Well, indeed, obviously, we had about 690 individuals which has been displaced, and we also had about 35 people who have been confirmed to dead, and we also had about 84 patients which are now obviously in a hospital, in a will, are in a Korok Center Hospital. And we also had about 139 households which had been burned down.
So the injured, have they been taken to hospital, or what are you guys doing about it?
Yes, obviously injured has been taken to Awil Hospital since yesterday to up to today. And some of injured people, we are now here with them in this village, which is Karapalau and Mangara Makwacha as well. So we are now, and concern is also here with us to provide any medical assistance.
So apart from medical assistance, what is also being provided to these displaced people?
Yesterday the government of Lolo State under Rizik Zakaria has provided some food assistance, which we try our best what we could to do to this community. Though it's not enough, but we are committed to provide more.
Have you spoken or have you given a request to the humanitarian agencies to immediately intervene?
Yes, we does. And the community as well is also doing the same thing. So on behalf of the community, we are doing our best to provide all the NGO agencies which are operating in Lolo State provide an assistance, including in Awil State as well.
Briefly, can we know what happened? What caused the fire?
Well, according to the local authority and the acting commissioner, Nananan Wal, is also stated to us that yesterday, which on the 6th, it started as the pyre. And this pyre is actually very strong. It's like a volcano. So it actually emerged from east side of the area to the west and to the north. So this is what happened, according to local authority.
Some people or some of us are thinking that it was a human-caused fire. Is it not a human-caused fire?
No, we don't accept that it's not a human area. This is just it happened by itself. So how can a human, it actually burn his or her house down while we are in a rain season? So this is not good. So this is it happened by itself, and we are all very concerned. The people who have lost their parent, their loved one, are all very concerned. And the local chief which are here, and the government authority which are here as well, are also very, very concerned. So no, it's not a human error. This is it happened by itself. And thank you so much, madam.